Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, choir. God bless you guys. Children, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are you guys in the house? Children, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Adults, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Adults, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So adults can also praise the Lord as children can praise the Lord. Praise God. For the children that came for a prayer meeting on Friday, can you guys remember what we were talking about? Shemiri. Adoration. Adoration and thanksgiving. And we're going to continue on that today, talking about adoration and thanksgiving. By the grace of God, as a church, we're part of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. And the church body declared a fast, a 50-day fast that started in January. And we are, how many days into it? Does anyone know? How many days left, if that helps you? How many days left? You can tell those who are counting down. So some people know that there are 27 days left. Is it 27? There are 29 days in February. Today is the 2nd. So including today, that's 28, but if you exclude today, that's 27. So there are 27 days of prayer and fasting left. Now, like Bumi said in the announcement, some people wonder, why bother? Why are we praying? Why are we fasting? I just heard a child say why. I'm sure that was very timely. His why was very timely. I know our kids are always, but why? There are a lot of prayer points that have been said, that have been shared, but I think beyond that, it's a time for us to seek God's face. It's a time for us to get closer to God. It's not just about the abstaining from food or whatever you're abstaining from, the fasting, but it's also about the prayer. And all too often, a lot of us, we shy away from prayers. True, false. A lot of people shy away from prayer. It's a difficult thing. Every unit in, you go to most churches, folks will be in so many units. And someone said choir. I don't know. A lot of us, we're closet choristers. So we sing in our bathrooms. When we're taking our showers, we're always, you know, the most wonderful voice. And you watch some programs, all these Britain's Got Talent and all that. And some folks go there and sing. And you ask yourself, didn't anybody tell them before they left home? True, how many people, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent, all those, you know what I'm talking about, right? And some folks sing and you're thinking, don't they have friends? Have you ever thought that? You have, right? There was a lady that sang once, and I was thinking, this is not fair. Because the friends must have known that she can't sing. The family must have known that she can't sing. And they allowed her to go on national TV. It's you know, I pray that God will help us to be true friends. But what a lot of people join choir because they want to sing. They want to sing. But many people, you mention prayer and they're thinking, oh. But you know, prayer is just communication. Prayer is just communication with God. Taking time to fellowship with God, to talk with Him, to hear from Him. I remember reading, I think it was a book by Joyce Meyer about listening prayer. Is there such a book? Or she talked about listening prayer? Yes, I think she wrote a book called Listening Prayer. I know, sometimes it's not just talking to God. We need to learn to listen, hear what He's saying. All too often, when we pray, for many people, it's just about, what can I get from God? It's just about, what have you got for me? What has it, you know, we have a list of requests, the things we want to see done for us. And we just take it to God. Here you go, God. I want you to make a way for me. I want to pass my exams. I want to, you know, I need that new car. I need that new job. And it's like a shopping list of requests we give to God. But God wants to fellowship with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. So, we've got 27 days of prayer and fasting left. If you have not been engaging, I just want to encourage you, do so. There are different types of prayer. There are different aspects to prayer. One of them is what we're talking about today, adoration, thanksgiving. It's not about making any requests. It's not about asking God for anything. Can any of the kids tell me what adoration is? Because we talked about it on Friday. Okay, Aaron. Okay. When you adore something with someone. Hi. Loving someone or something for who they are. Adoration, very deep love and respect. Worship. So when you adore, you're expressing your love, your worship, your respect, in this case, for God. And, you know, the twin sibling is thanksgiving. So you think about thanksgiving, the twin sibling, expression of gratitude. It says, especially to God. I believe on the Bible study for this coming week what's the topic? Don't say it. I want to see how many people actually heard. What's the Bible study topic for Wednesday? Anyone? Someone just read it from the back of the bulletin. You know, it's amazing how folks. Well, you know, we have the announcements. People share the announcements. And sometimes it's as if it doesn't register. All right, so what's happening on Wednesday, Bible study? Developing developing an attitude of gratitude. So, an attitude of gratitude. And we say thanksgiving is expression of gratitude. So, you know, sometimes you have to ask yourself, what are you grateful for? What are you grateful for? Things might not happen the way you expect, or they might be. And all the more reason why you should be grateful. What are you grateful for? The fact that you're alive today. The fact that you're in church today. The fact that you finish your studies, the fact that you have a job, the fact that God is God. It doesn't always have to be about me. The fact that I know God. The Bible says, greater is he than All right, so if you've got one that is so much greater than anything and anyone, do you not have a cause to be grateful? Praise the Lord. Recently, I've been looking at the book of Chronicles, and something struck me about David. We always say, David is someone that knew how to praise God. David was someone that had a heart for adoration and being thankful to God. In 1 Chronicles chapter 16, now the context of that story was the Ark of Covenant, which the Ark of Covenant essentially represented God's manifest presence with the Israelites. So it was captured by the Philistines. And it was recovered. So David was having the ark brought back. Can we look at verse, we're just going to look at a few verses then. Verse 4 of 1 Chronicles 16. David commissioned a few Levites, and Asaph was one of them, you know, to lead in songs. It says, David appointed the following Levites to lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke his blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. To lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke his blessings, to give thanks, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. So Asaph led, you know, the Levites. He was a psalmist. And if you look further down, there's a psalm of thanksgiving there. What were the things that the Israelites had to be thankful for? It varied. There were so many things there, but I'm just going to point to a few of them. The entire verses, from verses 8 to 36, talk about the so many things God did for the nation of Israel. But you know, one of the first things that struck me is that when we're talking about adoration, and I believe Shimon might have said something along this line in the Sunday school, when we're talking about adoration and worship and thanksgiving, you can't claim to be adoring God and fail to publicly express what he has done, who he is. So adoration comes with an expression, a public expression. Can we read verse 8 and 9? Verses 8 and 9. It says, give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Okay, let's go off NLT for a sec. New King James, New American Standard Bible. It says, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. If you're talking about God's wondrous works, you can't do that in silence. Verse 9 says, sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works. I read, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Are you making known God's deeds? It says, make known his deeds amongst all his peoples. Verse 12 says, remember his wonderful deeds, which he has done, his marvels, and the judgments from his mouth. Adoration, worship. When you worship God, are you just worshiping God for yourself? Or are you making known God's deeds? Are you sharing? Thank God for this year. It's a year that we're saying we need to pray, but it's also a year that we need to reach out. It's a year that we need to express our faith. It's a year we need to talk more about God. It's a year we need to talk more about Jesus. When you say you adore God and you worship him and you give thanks to him, are you making known his deeds amongst peoples? Those in your workplace, those in your classroom, those in your social groups. Thank God for the internet generation, social media. We share so many things. Do we share anything about God's wondrous works? Make known his deeds. Praise the Lord. In that same passage, there were at least four things that the Israelites were thankful for. Firstly, they were thankful for provision. They were thankful for provision. If you look at verses 17 and 18, it says, he also confirmed it to Jacob for a statue, to Israel as the everlasting covenant, saying to you, I will give the land of Canaan as the portion of your inheritance. God gave Israel an inheritance. What has God given you? you have a reason to be thankful. However little it might be, there's a reason to be thankful. Not only were they thankful for provision, they were thankful for protection. They were thankful for protection. From verse 19, it says, when there were only a few in number, very few, and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no man to oppress them. And he reproved kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Are you God's anointed? Because if you're God's anointed, that is what God is constantly doing, whether we realize it or not. He's telling folks out there, don't even go there, my anointed ones. Don't go near David, because he's my anointed child. Don't go near Fidelis. Don't go near Shimon. Don't go near Demola. I don't know about you guys, but you know, God is going out there and saying to folks, you know, don't even go near Demola, because he's my anointed child. So I have a reason to be thankful. Is he going around telling folks about you? Okay. I'm not sure some people believe he's doing that for them. If you believe he's doing that for you, that he has a hedge of protection around you, and he's saying, you know, don't even go there, don't touch, don't even think about touching a hair on his head. A hair. Some of us don't have much hair, sir, but, you know. But even the little that's growing that we have, God wouldn't allow a single hair on our head to be touched. A reason to be thankful. They were thankful for his goodness and faithful love. Look at verse 34. It says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. For his loving kindness is everlasting. Irrespective of what they had gone through, despite the fact that they spent 40 years in the wilderness, there was a recognition that above all, this morning I was listening to a devotion, and it was talking about the transcendence and the imminence of God. God supersedes and he transcends all. Yet he is a God that is so close by us, that is with us at all times. Emmanuel, God with us. Yet he's not bound by the things that go around. He's not bound by our circumstances. Praise the Lord. So above all, God is good. He is loving, and his loving kindness endures. It's everlasting. And the fourth thing they were thankful for, salvation. Salvation. Say salvation and deliverance. Verse 35. They say, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us and deliver us from the nations. Salvation is essentially deliverance. Has God been saving you? I'm sure God has been faithful. He's been saving you. So you have every reason to give thanks. Praise God. Thanksgiving, adoration, and thanksgiving. We're saying that they're siblings, twins, worshiping God, venerating him because of who he is, but also acknowledging and thanking him for all that he has done. I'll end on this note, and I'll read a prayer of David from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 10. Said, so David blessed the Lord in the sight of all the assembly. And David said, blessed are you, O Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. Indeed, everything is in the heavens and the earth. Yours is the dominion, O Lord, and you exalt yourself as head over all. Both riches and honor come from you, and you rule over all. And in your hand is power and might, and it lies in your hand to make great and to strengthen everyone. Now, therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. It goes on and on. But there is always a reason to be grateful because of who God is. Can I just end, join us? We're going to spend a few minutes and just pray. Can I ask us to rise to our feet if you're able? If you're able, please rise up to your feet. Please rise up to your feet. Let's just take the next few moments and just, first and foremost, let's adore God. Let's worship him because of who he is. Not because of anything. Not because of what you're hoping for. Not because of what you're expecting. Not because of what you're trusting him to do for you. But why don't you just bless his name? Bless him because he is God. And truly is the God of all flesh, the creator of the heavens and the earth. So why don't you just worship him because he is God?